Welcome to the Unstoppable Eventrepreneur Podcast, where we have open and honest conversations about business strategies, thinking, and habits that are essential to building a successful event planning business while enjoying a fulfilling lifestyle. I am your host, Mayo Silvers, an events veteran with over 20 years of experience and also an unstoppable eventrepreneur with two multiple six-figure events business. Come listen with an open heart and open mind. Be ready to reset, recharge, and rejuvenate your life and your business. Welcome to the Unstoppable Eventrepreneur Podcast once again. Thank you for giving me your time and also your earbuds, your attention, and choosing to listen to us among so many other podcasts that you could choose from. I was looking at the analytics of how our podcast is doing, and I'm so happy that we are ranked one of the top podcasts in the events field, especially in the field of business coaching for events professionals. So probably doing something right, but all thanks to you for your support and sharing with me what you want me to talk about. So today, we're going to talk about a very controversial topic. I actually posted that on my Instagram, and I am not one who is crazy analyzing how many, whether is it going viral, my post is going viral, or how many engagements, et cetera, et cetera. I just do my thing. I put it out there, and if you enjoy it, fantastic. You comment, you engage, whatever. But this particular post got so much momentum, and that's why the algorithm is pushing it out more to the people who's in the industry to look at it. So it's not just pushing out to the general public, right? I want my followers to be the people whom I want to work with down the road. I don't want to be attracting some random person who's not in the events industry to follow me because they're just a number. So that doesn't mean anything to me. So anyways, the topic that I'm referring to is, do not expect your potential client to have a realistic event budget. What brought me to decide to talk about this topic? There's so many event planners and designers out there sharing on social media that they are frustrated that they will get inquiries from a potential client giving them a budget that is so unrealistic. This is what we call the champagne taste beer budget, okay, beer budget leads. But they are so unrealistic about how much money they want to spend on their event based on the look that they want. And then the planners and designers get offended, they get upset because they were thinking, how do you even think that we can execute this look or do this event with this amount of money? It doesn't make sense. So they basically are complaining that their potential clients, come on, okay, be realistic about your budget, okay? And then some other people were telling other planners and designers, please don't accept any inquiries like this, because you obviously don't know how much things cost too. Okay, I want to step in to give a different perspective, okay? And I'm going to give a different analogy. I don't agree with what these planners and designers are sharing 100%. Yes, everyone should be realistic with how much money that they should spend based on what they want, okay? But only after they know how much it costs to do that event. But if they don't know how much it costs to do their event, the event that they want to do, that they need help with, they will just price it based on their budget is priced based on how much they think they want to spend and how much they can actually spend. So their number has no direct relation to how much things cost. is how much they want to spend, okay? And you can't get upset as a planner or the designer. You cannot get upset at your potential client because they are not in our field to have the expertise, the knowledge to know how much things cost and then do the calculation and then contact you to say that, okay, I done my research. This is how much it costs. Can you do this event for me? No, they don't. They want to do an event and they want to do an event and say, okay, I have this amount of money. Who can help me? This is the way that they're thinking. And if you are selling, okay, if you are selling your services, marketing your services, expecting your potential client to do the homework without you telling them where to find the resources, this is bound to happen, okay? So for me, I never, and I'm saying it three times, okay, because that's how much emphasis I'm placing on it, is I never, fourth time, have a lead, a potential client who contact me and gave me an unrealistic budget. Never. This is the fifth time I'm saying it. Because, number one, I don't expect my potential client to know how much it costs to do an event. And I also don't expect my potential client to do their own research, to talk to 10 million people, to call vendors, to find out how much things cost, and then they come to me. They come to me because they want to be able to not have to do all that themselves, right? They say, I have this amount of money. Can you do it? Now, what do I do in order to avoid wasting my time and energy on people who's not qualified, who do not have a realistic event budget? I talk about money all the time, okay? I make their job easier. I make their research easier. So every single marketing piece that I am putting out there on my social media, on my website, or on my on podcast, anything, okay, that my potential client is consuming or following me, I will take the opportunity to educate my potential clients. If they say that they want to have a ticketed in-person event, in my marketing message, okay, I will say an event on average costs about $250,000, $150,000, $75,000. $75,000 will get you how many screen at what size, will get you how many custom backdrop at what size, will get you food and beverage for how many people, serving breakfast, lunch, dinner, afternoon break, an AM break, will have how many centerpieces at what price. So basically, I'm doing a verbal proposal, okay? So in my content, I'm basically educating them how much things cost. So they don't have to go do more research to find out how much things cost. Because if they are contacting me, they must have already consumed my content or saw my content somewhere. That's when they call. Now, there will be a small percentage who didn't happen to see that content and somehow randomly pick a content or saw a content of mine that I didn't talk about that and they call me, okay? That's why I have the questionnaire, okay? Before they even come on a call with me, I have a questionnaire like, how much is your event budget? And there's always people out there who's like that. So when I see an inquiry and I ask them, give me your event details, how much is the budget? And they give me some unrealistic budget, I will write them back. I say, thank you so much for your time and in completing the inquiry. Based on what you want, is going to cost $35,000, not $3,500. I am not the right fit for you, okay? And I will be kind enough to actually say that for your food and beverage, it's already this much. For the decor is already this much. For furniture, for ABC, this much. DEF is this much. So I will actually educate them back. Then, you know, by email or DM, whatever. And then, you know what? They actually came back. They actually came back and said, oh my God, thank you so much for sharing this information. I am so far off, okay, from my budget compared to what you just listed. So if they haven't talked to anybody, they have no idea how much things cost. And I'm probably the very first one who educated them. And I said, you can go do your own research. You can go talk to other people to see whether are my pricing about the same as theirs. And if it's a little bit more, if you still want to talk to me and continue to work with me, come back. If you find somebody who's cheaper and you're buying based on price, then now you know how much it costs. They are so appreciative that I actually guided them through the whole process, and 50% actually came back, okay? And then the rest were so appreciative, they referred other people to me. So I don't get upset. I use it as an opportunity to educate them. If they contacted me without consuming any of my content that tells them how much things cost. So you, as an event planner or designer, if you're listening to this podcast, use it as an opportunity, okay, to educate your potential clients. They don't expect them to know how much things cost. If you want to buy a Ferrari, for instance, okay, and you think that $150,000 is a lot of money because that's how much you can spend and want to spend, you are thinking, oh, $150,000 should be enough to buy a Ferrari, right? So if you are doing a due diligence, you will go research how much a Ferrari costs, okay? But some people may not. They go into the dealership and a Ferrari is $500,000. And the person is like, you are not realistic with your budget. You go in and say, oh, I have $150,000. I'd like to buy a Ferrari. The car dealership will be like, are you kidding me? you probably want to go to another car dealership, but definitely not a Ferrari. So you cannot expect your potential client to have a realistic budget, because what is realistic for them is not realistic for you, okay? Because you are the professional. You know how much things cost. They don't. So, and then you are thinking, then they should go do their own research, right? Yeah, they can. They should go do their own research, sure. But if you want to gain a client, you want to gain authority in the field, you want to gain the know, like, and trust, okay? Then do your job, all right? Do your job by making the process easier for them. Talk about the money. Educate them. Educate how much things cost on your social media content, on your website, wherever you are, wherever you're promoting your services, do your job. Educate your people. Do not be condescending. Just tell them, or just say it in a way that, I know you may not be from our field, so you may not know how much things cost, right? So after you have told them how much things cost, it may not be realistic for them, okay? They may still want the look and this is how much they want to spend. Then it's up to you whether you want to continue to try to tell them that, well, you want this, you want that, this is the fact, I can't help you. Or you can make modification. It's up to you, okay? And there will always be that one person, okay? One event planner, event designer who do not know their numbers. And this is what happened, especially if they're new, okay? They would rather take the booking and then they don't know how to calculate how much things cost, right? Or they didn't do their research. They got a lead, they're super happy. They said yes, and the potential client now got someone to service the event because this person said yes. They're happy. He said, oh, somebody can actually do it for me at $3,500 and not $35,000 that May said. Then this event planner and designer at the back end, after they've done the research, is like, oh my God, okay? It actually costs more than I quoted the client. How many of you actually have experienced that? And then what happened? Either you have to go back to the potential client and say, actually, I miscalculated. You need to pay more money. Or you eat the cost, telling yourself that, oh, you make the mistake. Yes, own up, okay? You make the mistake. Or you are telling yourself, oh, it's okay. Let me take it as a marketing expense. I will eat the cost. At least I'll do the event, you know? Then I'll make it look so pretty. I can use it as my marketing content. Okay, or hopefully you're only doing it once, okay? But unfortunately, I know people who keep doing it because they don't educate themselves, right? They're expecting their clients to go educate themselves, but they're not educating themselves how much things cost. And then you keep repeating and repeating. That's when you're booked, busy, and broke, okay? Because you're using your own money. So don't expect your potential client to have a realistic budget, because realistic is very subjective, okay? What is a lot of money is also very subjective. So you can check out my Instagram for that. for that particular post. My Instagram is at mayosilvers, mayeosilvers. Go check out that post, right? But this podcast is to shake you up, okay? That you're wasting your time and your energy on useless things, that you have no control of how your potential client comes up with the number. The only control you have is you do your job by marketing information, by sharing information, by educating your potential clients. So you're prepping them before they even contact you, okay? Your potential client will be so appreciative because now you just save them the embarrassment of being called out, being cheap, okay? That they are champagne taste, beer budget leads, okay? So they don't feel like they're being put down because, oh my God, I cannot believe I actually talked to somebody who thinking that I can get something at $3,500 when it's actually $35,000. I feel so foolish. Now you just make them understand how much things cost. So you save them time for not contacting you and you save them potential embarrassment. They will be so grateful for you, okay? And if for whatever reason they didn't watch that content, then they contact you, then the questionnaire is going to be the second way to guard your time and your energy so that you don't have to talk to them. You can educate them through DM, through the questionnaire, through email. And then just handle it with care. Just be kind. And then they will come back to you, just like my case. Or they will refer business to you, just like my case. Okay? Now, before I go, something very exciting news to share. Okay? As you're listening to this podcast, it's releasing in 1 week. Just know that we just launched our newest product, our newest business kickstart product, okay? So the last time we launched the business kickstart bundle, it was 10 courses for $10, all right? And that was 1.5 months ago. And I was looking for beta users. And we got more beta users than I actually needed, but that's okay. That's okay. But I got a lot of feedback. So quite a few actually consumed the content in a relatively short period of time and they took action. So I knew that this beta program is working. So they are no longer in long time of consumption mode because it's only 10 courses. So there's really not many hours that you need to consume and implement, okay? So they're asking for more content. So the next level up, okay, the second round of this beta test is 24 courses for $24. Okay. So we're running a second round and to see what is the feedback, how are people implementing, enjoying the 24 contents. And each one of them is approximately 30 minutes. You know, some are like 5 minutes, some are like 30 minutes, some are like an hour of content. And they all come with PDF, checklist, Word document. So I want to see how are people consuming those content and how fast they're taking action, okay? Because I want to fine-tune a product that is not like a lot of information and then people are constantly trying to consume and then they don't implement. So I'm trying to find that sweet spot. So if you want to grab that $24 for 24 courses, okay, this is our second round of beta testing, please make sure that you go to my show notes to get that course, okay? 24 for 24. Don't know how long it's going to keep at that price, but the last round, we did it relatively short. So this time round, it's a super duper good value. So make sure you go to the show notes to grab that, okay? Talk to you again next week. Once again, don't forget to go to the show notes to grab your course. And after you got your course, only after you grab the course, okay? Then make sure that you always follow me on my Instagram as well, or subscribe to my podcast, share, and give me a rating or a review. That's a lot of CTA that I just throw at you. So the most important CTA is go grab that course, okay? Go to my show note and grab that course. Thank you so much once again for your time. I appreciate you so, so much. And I will talk to you again next week.
Thank you for listening to the Unstoppable Eventrepreneur Podcast. If you have enjoyed this episode, can you do me a favor? Please leave us a review and also share our podcast so we can help more eventrepreneurs out there. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast so you never miss any new episodes.